Doom White, Disc 7.
Chapter 22. To a certain degree, Fisky and Double were allowed a limited freedom. No longer bound or gagged, they wandered around the Gonfalon cavern. The mousemaid, Spingo, accompanied them, proudly pointing out various facets of her home. Fisky was astounded to learn that the long, low dwelling was actually situated beneath a lake. Spingo pointed to the many timber columns twixt floor and ceiling, explaining in a curious accent.
I don't know who put these up. Mara always says it makes the owl place feel safer.
Double eyed the dwelling admiringly.
I tell you, miss, you Gonfalons must be skillful beasts to build a place like this.
Spingo chuckled.
Nah, no beast could have built this cave. The story is that they stumbled on it accidentally when they were banished from Redwall. Talk about lucky, eh? There's only us Gonfalons what knows about this cave. Dar says it's the best-kept secret in Mossflower. We're safe from anything here.
Fisky could not take his eyes off the mousemaid. She was so painfully pretty. He smiled at her.
Have you ever visited Redwall Abbey?
Spingo shook her head ruefully.
No, but long, long ago, only the best thieves and warriors was ever allowed to go to Redwall. Ha! They snuck in and stole some great stuff. But my dad's old grandad put a stop to it. Said it was too dangerous, and we should live our own lives, forget that abbey, and leave the Redwallers to themselves. So that's what Gonfalons do.
Fisky sensed the regret in her voice, so he asked,
Would you like to go there some day, Spingo? I could show you round. You'd probably love it.
She was about to reply when a clamour broke out up near the cave entrance. Spingo grabbed her new friend's paws.
What's all the kerfuffle about? Come on, we'd better go and take a look.
Pikehead Knocko was trying to gain order from a crowd of Gonfalon mice, who were leaping about, yelling and brandishing their sandbags. Knocko walloped a few paws and back, roaring at them.
Will you shut your gaps and let Duggo make his report? Now, shut up or lay us all out.
Most of the noise died down. Knocko pointed the sandbag at his scout and intelligence gatherer.
Now tell us what you saw, my old son.
Duggo pranced about a lot, gesticulating, as he delivered his summary in a speedy jumble.
So, I'll tell you what I saw there. It's dark pasty once again, in the clearing not far from the five top oak. The blinking blackets, they've ambushed some sirous, just like that and there.
He pointed to Double before hurrying on.
Oi, a whole gang of sirous, and some others.
Knocko glared fiercely at him.
What of the sun?
The scout continued.
Well, there's a big river dog, a long-eared rabbit, a young tree-jumper, and a couple of mouses just like us, and him what you captured.
Fisky interrupted.
They sound like my friends. Are they dead or wounded? Tell me.
Duggo shrugged rapidly several times.
Well, you know, never got close enough to see. But there's enough pagey ones to make scragby to your pals. Loads of the little rats in the trees all round the clearing. They got poison dart blows too.
Fisky grabbed Knocko's paw.
My friends are in danger. And those shrews are most likely Double's Gowson tribe. You've got to let us go and help them.
Knocko wrenched himself from the young mouse's grip.
Now hold on there, bucko, me laddo. You ain't going anywhere.
He paused.
Oh, no, not without us. Arm yourselves for war and swipings, Gonfalons. There's blood to be shed and loot to be taken.
Gobbo stared at his father oddly.
But, Dad, we ain't the friends of Shrews and Redwallers. What's the point of getting injured or slayed for them?
Knocko seized his objectionable son, buffeting his ears soundly as he drummed home the lesson.
Listen, Mouse Almighty, painty ones are our mortal foes, so any beast who's an enemy of them is a friend of mine, see?
Double could not help voicing his fears.
But I can't see you defeating them with sandbags, sir.
Knocko chortled.
Ho ho, we only use the sandbags amongst ourselves. Gonfalons goes to war with the real gear. Bring out the bows and lances, and make sure you're carrying strangling nooses.